There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Kicking it off right now, I want to talk about the topic of gluten. Gluten is a hot topic. Of course, a lot of people ask questions about it. It's become almost one of those topics that seem to be miserable, because when you say, okay, I can't have gluten, which is a protein found in most grains, you think, okay, can I ever have bread again? Can I ever eat pizza? Are you going to take the fun out of life? It's like, whenever you say gluten, it's like, oh, I don't know if I really want to get into all that. But, you know, here's some unique symptoms and just topics about gluten. I mean, gluten, there's a difference between sensitivity and being celiac. Celiac is a genetic-based disease that when diagnosed with it, you know, you can't handle and tolerate gluten. It makes you very, very sick, very, very ill. So that means breads and pastas, cereal, crackers, any kind of flour-based foods or sauces or anything that has gluten in it can really just tear a person up. So diagnosing celiac disease, the actual disease itself, is tricky to begin with, but getting a diagnosis in kids can be especially difficult. The symptoms are largely stomach-related and associated with several other illnesses. Bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, and fatigue are all reactions to gluten, which is found in most wheat-based foods. But there's certain symptoms that a celiac person can look for. Lack of weight gain or slow growth among the gastrointestinal symptoms are good indicators of celiac disease, along with irritability. Arthur Agustin, a physician who created the South Beach diet, he wrote recently and published the South Beach Gluten Solution, which points out that children's gluten-related symptoms can be easily misdiagnosed. They may have stomach problems, they have chronic ear infections, they have asthma, they have attention deficit problems, and other behavioral issues, and they go from doctor to doctor, often given all these different medications that actually make them worse. Go figure that. And the celiac disease is really genetic-based, so if another family member already has celiac disease, a child is displaying similar symptoms, it's a good idea to get them tested. And this includes a blood test and possibly a biopsy of the small intestine to look for inflammation, which is the signature of the disease. So after diagnosis, the gradual transition to a gluten-free diet is recommended for families dealing with the disease for the first time. Rita Verma, who's a gastroenterologist and director for the Center for Celiac Disease at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, she suggests that converting one meal at a time over a week or two to get used to the more limited ingredient list can help to reduce the risk of serious complications. It's important that a child with celiac disease be on a completely gluten-free regimen as soon as possible after the diagnosis. And it makes a big difference. It really does. I mean, cutting gluten out is not that hard. And believe it or not, we're shifting a lot more in the nutrition world over to this, realizing that, you know, as far as eating habits and that sort of thing, it makes a much bigger difference to look at an overall perception of what gluten is and how it can affect us. I mean, things like chronic fatigue, brain chemistry instabilities, depression, anxiety, a lot of these types of symptoms that go along with these diagnosed conditions. Not saying that gluten is some cure-all. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that it can help. If someone is dealing with some of these, you can actually cut down on gluten and make a difference in the overall scheme of things. So that's something that you definitely want to look at. But again, challenging as it might be, really looking at it from that perspective and making sure you cut gluten out with different food choices, sticking more with fruits and vegetables and staying away from the grains makes a big difference. And if you're not celiac, but you're gluten sensitive and you may not even know it, try cutting gluten out for 3 weeks and see what happens. See exactly how you feel. You'll be amazed. 888-283-7272 lines are open with questions about your health. Check us out on the website. You can go to healthcoachradio.com. There you'll find all kinds of information, everything we're talking about here on the show and more. And also you can find your wellness providers in your area that believe the same way we do. All this nutrition and lifestyle-based care, you can find them there at the website or just call the 800 number and our friendly staff members and team members will be able to help you. We're going to go now to John on the phone lines. John, welcome to the show.
I'm turning about 60 here, but pretty good health. It's just the tips of my fingers, mainly my small finger on my left hand, feeling numb. I was just wondering if that was a significant sign of anything health-wise, whether it's circulation or nerve endings.
It can be. I mean, it just depends. I mean, the fingers, a lot of times the nerves that come out of the base of the neck go down into the hands and into the fingers. So that's one thing you definitely want to look at and watch and be cautious of, because as that builds over time, it can create some quite a few issues. So, again, you want to make sure that on a regular basis that you're getting the right kind of care into the neck, because if you've got, say, a military neck, which is more of a straight neck, it means the skull, which weighs about 7 or 8 pounds, is putting pressure on the neck, which would in turn be putting pressure on the nerves. As that happens over time, then it can cause a lot of the what you're experiencing in the fingertips and whatnot. A good osteopathic physician, that's a DO, or a chiropractic physician, DC, can work on something like that and really help quite a bit, freeing up the nerve endings, freeing up the disc space, and making things work at a peak level again. That's what you want to look at, and that's the overall picture, which can help tremendously. So hope that helps. The other thing, too, you want to look at with something like this is always make sure that you've got plenty of B vitamins, and you can do vitamin B6 is the big one, pyridoxine in a special version. It helps with neuropathies, and it helps with the kind of the tingling that can go on. Also, you might want to look into the research on fish oils, omega-3 fats, especially cod liver oil. It's got vitamin A and vitamin D. That cuts down a lot on the inflammation cycle within the body. It can make a big, big difference. So just a couple of things to think about along the way, but it can make a really, really big difference, and I want to encourage you to look into that. All right, 888-283-7272. That's the phone number. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. Stephen in Maine, who wants to know, he says, I've been struggling now with low back pain for quite some time. My doctor says my kidneys are okay and I don't have any type of infection. What do you think it could be? Well, low back pain, depending on if you sit a lot during the workday or whatever it might be, could be some of the issues. Posture is really big. If you've got weak abdominal muscles, you might want to get with a personal trainer, have them kind of work with you on strengthening certain areas. You could go with a couple sessions and they could teach you how to do that. Physical therapists are great as well, getting rehab exercises that can help strengthen your core and also rehabilitate that area. If it's misalignments at all, osteopaths or chiropractors can be great at working on that as well. So it comes down to the structure of the body. And that's where you have to get some specialists involved in their areas to really take you to the next level. But again, don't do the whole muscle relaxer thing and ibuprofen, anti-inflammatories. It does nothing. It's like spraying a water hose on a building that's got a foundation that's out of place. It does nothing. The water's just going to run off and do nothing. So get someone that knows what they're doing to work on it. It makes a big difference. 888-283-7272. That's the phone number. Right back with more Healthy Talk Radio.
Hey folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines.
While I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, When I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her. Literally, I air expressed it up to her. Within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available. www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-416. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. You're image close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Line lines are open now. 888-283-7272. Or visit America's Lifestyle Coach online at teamlifestyle.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. What are you struggling with? We want to talk about it. Doesn't matter what it is. Diabetes, heart disease, can't lose the weight. And this show's all about that. It's all about taking you to the next level with your health and your life. It is. So it's all about making a change. So lifestyle is what it comes down to. Are you willing to make changes? Are you willing to go to the next level? Are you willing? That's the key. Do you want it? Somebody comes by and they say to you, and you're whining about how you don't feel good and you need to lose weight and you're taking five medications, and but you don't have time to exercise, and you don't know why that when you go to work that there's eight sausage and biscuits on the counter and you just have to have one. And it's always, there's always excuses. But the question is, do you really want to get well? Are you willing to do what it takes, no matter how hard it might be, to get well? Well, that's the key. That's what you have to ask yourself. But at the end of the day, what are you going to do? At the end of the day, what matters? And you have to make those decisions yourself. No one else is going to do it for you. The doctors, coworkers, friends, family members, no one's going to take responsibility for your health and your life but you. You have to take those responsibilities for yourself and make a difference. 888-283-7272. That's the phone number. Go online. Go to healthcoachradio.com. Send me an email. I'll be glad to answer it. Make it part of the show or answer it in private, whatever you prefer. Going to the lines now to Janet. Hi, Janet.
My health challenge is rosacea, which is very ugly on my face, my nose, my cheeks, and it's causing me a lot of depression because it looks very bad. I can't seem to find a source for rosacea. Nobody seems to know what causes it or what to do about it.
Yeah, the rosacea, well, here's the thing. With rosacea, a lot of it comes from the digestive tract, right? Now, there's an immune response that can happen with that, but most of it comes from our digestive tract. And by cutting down inflammation throughout the foods that we eat, by our lifestyle, and increasing exercise, lowering cortisol levels, which is a stress hormone in the body, all these kind of factors that we can work on and make a difference with, that's what matters, and that's what we can create change with. So that's what I would encourage you is to look at more of a low inflammatory-based lifestyle. That's the key. So when you cut down inflammation in the body, you make a huge difference in your overall health. And that's where you want to focus on. So how do you do that? Well, here you go. You do three meals a day with a couple of snacks in between. And each meal needs to be comprised of three main components. Equal amounts of lean protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs. Low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables and healthy fats, almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados. And if you do that on a regular basis, getting your good healthy fats in, especially with things like fish oils, cod liver oil being my favorite, and making sure vitamin D levels are at a peak level with your physician, go get a blood test done, have them take a look at it, and make sure they're at a peak level, that's going to make a big difference. Because at the end of the day, when you're looking at vitamin D levels and you're looking at your overall perspective of your diet and your lifestyle, the inflammation or the low inflammation can make or can be really a deciding factor. Now, there are some things out there with rosacea that can help. And one of those being a little trick and a little home remedy looking at green tea and also echinacea. Green tea and echinacea both can affect the immune response in the body. One affects one arm of it and the other affects the other. There's an old naturopathic type remedy that can, where you drink green tea for about 3 or 4 days only with your meals and your normal diet. And then the other 5 days, 3 to 5 days, you drink echinacea tea. What happens is you'll stimulate either one or the other of the immune system, not a response there in the immune system. And by doing that, what will happen is you can actually increase or decrease the response of the rosacea. Because if it's got an immune response to it or autoimmune response to it, then that can be either settled down. It's almost like putting a dimmer switch on it. So, again, there's little ways like that to check it out. You need to have someone work with you on that. Don't do it by yourself. Have some kind of physician or naturopathic physician, somebody that knows what they're doing to be able to help you. All right? 888-283-7272. That's the phone number. You can also go online. You can go to healthcoachradio.com. Don't forget, they're easy to find all the information that we talk about here on the show. Very easy to find. We've got Candace over in California, and she wants to know about hot flashes and female issues, starting to get them earlier than she expected. Well, what could be going on? Well, you could have fluctuations in estrogen levels, because when estrogen levels kind of fluctuate, they get off. And again, if you're premenopausal and you're having these kind of hot flashes and all, that can cause, I know, some pretty big challenges. You're thinking, okay, well, how is that even possible? Because, I mean, let's say you're 39 and you're, you know, 8 to 10 years away possibly from menopause, and you're starting to have this. Well, if your anterior pituitary gland, which is your master gland of the body, if it's not functioning at a peak level, all right, let's say you have some thyroid issues, adrenals are pretty tired and worn out, and then you're eating a diet that's loaded with estrogens, you've got plenty of soy products that you're eating, which is not a good thing, by the way, because it throws off your hormone levels. If you're doing that on a regular basis, you start getting hot flashes. Well, usually it's hormonal, but it's due to more of your lifestyle choices and other systems in the body that are not in balance. So one of the best things to do, get nutritional-based lab work. Go to your physician, get that done, have them take a look at it. Have a dietitian look it over for anything metabolically that could be going on in the body that needs to be worked on. And after they look at it periodically, then, you know, again, there's some great things that can happen to create balance within the body. That's the key, is creating balance. So at the end of the day, what you want to do is build the body into a position of strength. And when you're dealing with something like that, it's, you know, it can be scary. It can be, you know, the unknown. But usually our lifestyle habits, eating hormone-free foods and antibiotic-free foods, all that sort of thing, clearing up your diet, clearing out toxins, all that makes a big difference in the overall picture. It's not just usually one thing. It's a combination of our lifestyle choices that build up to a certain point. But the good news is, if we can lifestyle our way in, right, we can lifestyle our way out. Right back with more Healthy Talk Radio.
Do you or someone you know struggle with diabetes? Are you suffering with severe pain due to neuropathy? The diabetes experts are my good friends at American Pharmacy. Shipping nationwide, American Pharmacy has natural solutions for diabetes, including testing strips and supplies, even an all-natural cream designed to relieve neuropathy pain, and some of the friendliest customer service around. At American Pharmacy, all insurance is accepted, including Medicare and Medicaid. Call now to receive a jar of the all-natural neuropathy cream, absolutely free. Call American Pharmacy today at 877-734-0695. That's 877-734-0695, or online at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. That's AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. And receive some of the best pharmacy service from the experts that care at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Go online to teamlifestyle.com and call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Let's talk about it. Talk about your health. Talk about your life. Going to the next level. Whatever you want to do, realize this. If the body can get sick, it can also get well. Don't change unless you're ready to. Because if you do, make some changes, lifestyle changes, you'll be able to see the body go from where you are now to where it needs to be. Remember, medicine manages and we need it, but our lifestyle choices, until we begin to change, whatever we're dealing with, it doesn't matter. Whatever the diagnosis is, or if you don't have one, or if you just know you're not living the way you need to and you want to begin to thrive, you want to begin to function at a peak level, it all comes down to lifestyle choices. On this show, we want to help you make them. Let's go to David now on the lines. Hi, David. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Dr. Jason.
Good to talk with you.
I've been dealing with gout for quite a few years, and it seems to be has gotten worse over the last year or so. I am on medication. I take Euloric. It's 80 milligrams, and I have indomethacin for inflammation at 75 milligrams. I hate being dependent on medication. I want to find out what it is, what foods I need to avoid, what foods I need to eat to help kind of keep this under control. Because there's times I'm going to get ferrets, and it's really bad. I mean, I cannot walk, and it's very painful.
And how long is it? How long has it been going on? I mean, is this the first time, or...
Really,
has this ever happened before?
last week or so, but I think I've had gout for about 6 or 7 years.
And but it comes and goes, right? It's not constant.
Right. I mean, you're right. I mean, it comes and goes, and if I kind of go to level X on my medication, then I'll get a flare up, and it seems like it, you know, the longer it's gone now, it seems like it's harder to get it back under control. I'm in a lot of pain for a longer period of time, and I just doesn't want to go away.
Okay. Well, what are you doing right now as far as your eating habits? Have you changed those at all? Eating habits?
Well, because of my hours, working 12 hours a day, I work from 6 in the morning to 6 in the evening, and, most of the time I'm really tired, too tired to kind of come home and cook, and we usually eat out. We get, like, that pizza today. Sometimes it's burgers. I do like to eat, like, southern, vegetables, vegetable plates. Sometimes I'll get the, meat and three or whatever we're meat and two. And I need to just my eating habits, start eating better, but it's kind of difficult sometimes when you get off work so late and you got to go grab something to eat.
Yeah, I get it. I do. It becomes a little bit of a challenge, that's for sure. So when you're dealing with gout, though, the problem is, or the challenge is, that your body's not breaking down proteins very well. And that's where those uric acid crystals constantly are forming. So you got to step back and ask yourself the question, okay, what's really going on? At the end of the day, what's really taking place inside your body that's making it, kind of do that? And once you start figuring that out and you start realizing, okay, well, if I'm not eating the best because my lifestyle really doesn't let it, or my work schedule or travel or whatever, you have to step back and say, well, if I change the way I eat, would it really affect things like gout? And would I have to continually deal with a flare-up? So wouldn't it be worth kind of the hassle of restructuring your eating schedule and that sort of thing if it would help the gout itself?
I think it would.
Yeah, no doubt. So that's where it's coming from, just so you know. It's not just, well, it's genetic, and you just got to deal with it. It just is what it is. That's not really the case. The case is that your body is in a place where it's just not handling your foods well, and you're probably not putting the right kind of foods in. So why don't you do this? Why don't you tell me a normal day, even if it's total garbage, what you normally eat? Breakfast, lunch, and dinner in detail.
At breakfast, I have been trying to eat yogurt more often, so I'll eat yogurt in the morning, during the afternoon. Sometimes I'll actually skip lunch, and then dinner, just come home and I'll get to go get something McDonald's, something from Wendy's, Hardee's, it's a burger. From time to time I'll go to a family restaurant and try to get a meat and two vegetables, or meat and three, or try to get all vegetables. And other days whenever I try to do better, but I do slip up and, get the fast food when I shouldn't.
Okay. Well, are you a coffee drinker?
No, I'm not.
Okay. How much water are you drinking a day?
Probably 20 to 40 ounces a day. I should drink more than that.
Yeah, what do you weigh?
235.
Yeah, you need to be at least 100 ounces a day, at least.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a big one. Now, there's some enzymes that are called proteolytic enzymes, and those kind of enzymes are... they're really, really great. They help break down these uric acid crystals, and they help get the body functioning at a little bit more of a peak level. So that's what I would look at as far as adding in the proteolytic enzymes, making sure that you get those in on a regular basis. So the other thing, too, is to make sure you're eating the right kind of foods. I cut out a lot of the starchy and the flour-based foods, so your breads and pastas and cereals and crackers, and then they say the red meat and red wine. But the reality is, it's not so much the red meat that's bad, it's just that your body's not breaking it down well. So it's not so much just the red meat. But if you're taking the proteolytic enzymes, then your body's going to break them down much, much easier. Okay, so that can help. So I wouldn't worry too much about that. But it is about consistency. I would look at 3 meals a day with a couple of snacks in between, doing that on a regular basis, and that's going to help quite a bit, actually. And then that way you don't have to sit around and worry. It's kind of like, well, if I don't take the medication, there's a flare-up coming right around the corner. You don't want to live like that. Who does? And wondering when the joint's going to flare up and you're going to be in crazy pain, because it is. It's unbelievably excruciating. and as you know, and not a lot of fun. So that's what I would do, is I would look into your dietary regimen and then also look into the research on these proteolytic enzymes and what they do. And then somebody at the health food store or something like that can help you find the right ones. That's a good way to go, because at the end of the day, you don't want to keep living like that. That's for sure. So check that out and keep me posted. You can always email me too. 888-283-7272, my phone number. Give me a call right now or go online. Go to healthcoachradio.com. If you're looking for a healthcare provider in your area, make sure to go online to our website, and you can find the providers in your area or call our team members, and they can help you find one as well. Very important now. These lifestyle-based care providers are jumping into our network every single day. Pretty exciting stuff. A lot of fun seeing people get the care that they need. Are you dealing with hemorrhoids? I know. Let's change the topic. Let's swing all the way down to the bottom, literally. Got hemorrhoids? Well, they're common, and they're preventable and treatable. So the U.S. Food and Drug Administration reports that hemorrhoids were the top trending health issue in the United States in 2012. Think about that. Think about Twitter trending on hemorrhoids. Probably not. Hemorrhoids are swollen and inflamed veins in the rectum or the anus. So the good news is there's several ways to treat the hemorrhoids and ease the pain. Itching or other symptoms that may cause, according to a new article posted by the FDA's Consumer Updates webpage, the uncomfortable condition usually affects adults aged 45 to 65, and hemorrhoids are typically caused by an increased pressure in the veins of the anus. Now, obesity and inactivity play a role in who develops the hemorrhoids, but pregnancy and childbirth can also increase women's risk for these protrusions. So when hemorrhoids do form, they occur inside the rectum, and the internal hemorrhoids are near the anal opening. You often can't see or feel the internal ones, said Dr. Herbert Lerner. He's a colorectal surgeon and FDA medical officer in an agency news release, but straining during bowel movements and constipation can cause these hemorrhoids to bleed and occasionally push through the anal opening. That's what you have to be careful with. So taking the following steps can always keep the stool soft and prevent hemorrhoids. Let's go through those. Eat fiber-rich foods such as fruits, vegetables, and whole grains. And again, you want to keep your fiber up to about 40 grams a day. That's pretty tough to do, but if you're getting multiple servings of fruits and vegetables, then you're going to make a big difference there. Drink plenty of fluids. Always half your body weight in ounces of water is a good rule of thumb. Exercise and avoid sitting in one place for too long. That's another big key. When you sit too long, and which, you know, again, cuts down your lifespan, recently proven, that can be a big deal. Take stool softeners or fiber supplements. They can always help as well. When a hemorrhoid pushes through the anal opening, it's known as a protruding or prolapsed hemorrhoid, which can be irritating. But blood can pool in an external hemorrhoid and form a clot, which can cause severe pain, swelling, and inflammation. Other common symptoms of hemorrhoids include the following: itching, especially when sitting, bright red blood on the toilet tissue, stool, or in the toilet. The dark red or black blood could be a sign of a more serious condition. That's something you definitely want to see your doctor about. Painful bowel movements are another big one of hemorrhoids, and also hard, sore lumps near the anus. If you have any of those, make sure to see your doctor immediately, so they can double check and make sure what's going on is nothing more serious. Hemorrhoids can also be treated with several over-the-counter creams and other remedies. These products can help you feel more comfortable. They can also reduce a lot of the swelling. Soaking in the sitz baths can be good, 15 to 20 minutes. Most gastroenterologists do recommend that. With these measures, mild symptoms could decrease in 2 to 7 days. If your symptoms don't improve with these home treatments, certainly they get worse. It's time to talk to your healthcare provider. So again, be cautious. Remember, you're dealing with veins and you're dealing with the body at a very sensitive area. Other procedures used to treat hemorrhoids are ligation, which is a hemorrhoid's blood supply is cut off with a rubber band. Seen that one done in some of the colorectal surgery. Not fun. Sclerotherapy is a chemical solution injected to the hemorrhoid to shrink it. That actually works pretty well. Coagulation is a laser infrared light used to shrink a hemorrhoid, or a hemorrhoidectomy. You get it cut out. Those are all your options. We'll be right back.
Is your church or company looking to increase the productivity of its people? Are you looking to take your church or organization to a healthier level of success? America's Lifestyle Coach is on a mission to transform as many lives as possible with his nationwide message of living a healthy lifestyle. To schedule America's Lifestyle Coach to speak to your church or organization, call 888-959-9355. That's 888-959-9355. Or visit us online at teamlifestyle.com. That's teamlifestyle.com.
From the makers of Blanket Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Blanket Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at BlanketPocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlanketPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems home today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Go online to TeamLifestyle.com and call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Now, here's the deal. Type 2 diabetes, yes, it's a big, big deal. All right. But the question is, why are kids getting it so much now? It used to be called adult onset diabetes, and now kids are getting it like crazy. One out of three of our young people right now under the age of 11 have diabetes, type 2. That's staggering. You think about it. I mean, it bothers me a lot. And so once upon a time, type 2 diabetes, it was called adult onset. But now, 99 times out of 100, it was type 1 if kids had it. Type 2 diabetes didn't appear until midlife, but now about 3,600 American children are newly diagnosed with type 2 diabetes each year, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. So why the increase? No one's certain why. I can tell you why. It's our diet. It's the things that our kids are eating. Really? It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure it out. Most experts believe that it's related to the obesity epidemic, which is our diet and sedentary lifestyle. Frank Diamond, who's a physician, clinical director at the University of South Florida Diabetes Center and professor of pediatrics at the University of South Florida in Tampa, says we now have approximately 17% of the pediatric population that's overweight. Genetically at-risk children may be acquiring the disease earlier because of the increased insulin resistance associated with the early obesity. We're seeing many children with adult weights in our pediatric clinics today. Dr. Diamond also notes that the increase may be due to a rise in the proportion of children with ethnic minority heritage that puts them at increased risk for type 2 diabetes. Basically, Paul Robertson, president of the medicine and science at the American Diabetes Association and professor of medicine at pharmacology at the University of Washington in Seattle, says the causes of type 2 diabetes boil down to a genetic risk mixed with physical inactivity and poor eating habits. I'll go with that. We know that if diets are corrected and they lose the weight, the diabetes becomes undetectable. Of course, it goes away. It doesn't become undetectable, really. So what can parents do? Parents, here's the deal. The kids don't eat bad because they want to. They don't know any better. They're going to eat what tastes good. No one's teaching them, parents, so it doesn't fall on them. If your kids are fat, it's your fault, period. Change the way they eat, take responsibility, and lead by example. So if you're overweight and fat, stop living that way. And also, it's a real big deal. So one of the big things that you have to do with this is to make sure that with diabetes, that the main thing with kids is to live by example and take responsibility. The kids don't know any better. I mean, they're going to go eat hamburger and fries. They're going to come home and they're going to eat junk food and donuts and this sort of thing. And the main thing you have to do is you have to focus on taking responsibility. So that's the key. And that's what I have a hard time with, is when parents, they're overweight themselves, and then you see the kids and they're overweight because obviously they're eating what the parents are. So again, to see our kids going into this place where they're dealing with diabetes and they're dealing with all of this sort of thing, it's just amazing to me. It blows me away. So again, parents, take responsibility. What can you do? You can set the example. If you don't know how to eat healthy, that's okay. If you've got your own food addictions and you're dealing with your own struggles within food, get some help. Get some counseling. But my goodness, don't just let your kids become overweight. if you're going to struggle and you're going to make yourself in a bad position because you're eating the wrong kind of food, smoking and drinking, and just not taking care of yourself, that's your health. But don't let your kids go down that path. Kids don't do what we say, they do what we do. So if you don't do it for anybody else, set an example for your kids so they can watch. Because at the end of the day, what happens is that you've got to make sure that your kids are in a place where they can learn, you can teach them, and they don't have to deal with something like type 2 diabetes. And the testing that goes on with that, very, very important. Very important. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. Somehow, some way, you can lifestyle your way in. But the good news is, if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, you can lifestyle your way out and get well, stay well, and live well. That's the key, knowing what to do. Bad posture, they're saying, early in life can lead to poor health later. Your spine, believe it or not, plays a big role in your health. It makes up a huge piece of your health. Why? Because it's everything. Our structure of the body is where the nervous system is. And the nervous system controls everything in the body. Believe it or not, the nerves that come out of the spine go to every organ, gland, and system, and they control everything. So if the spine is not healthy, then your body's not going to be healthy. And getting it to a place where it is a big key. So making sure your posture is good, whether you're sitting, whether you're standing, driving in a car, all of that makes a big difference. So it's ergonomics. It's making sure that you've got good posture, that you've got the right kind of curves going on in your neck, in your lower back. All of this matters. Makes a big difference. So what are you doing with your posture? That's the key. What are you doing? Are you doing anything? Are you working with a chiropractic physician? Are you working with someone like a physical therapist that's helping you get to a place where you can make sure that your habits are good? Because the spine health, I'm telling you, if you get into your latter days and the degeneration starts happening within the disc, and that starts lowering and thinning out, and you start getting pressure on those nerves, going down, shooting into the sciatic nerve, down into the leg and the foot, that becomes an issue. So you want to be very, very careful with that sort of thing. And on this show, we want to help you do that. Go to the website, healthcoachradio.com. You can find out more information and ways to support healthy posture. Just go to the website, and you can find that out. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio. Go tell one person something you learned on the show and empower their life.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.